Welcome to Can Capital. We are committed to helping small business.
Sorry, this is not a valid extension.
Welcome to Can Capital. We are.
Good afternoon. Thanks for contacting Can Capital. It's Robbie on a recorded line. May I help you?
Hi, Robbie. It's Saria Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, hey. How are you doing? Thank you very much for calling me back.
Yeah, my phone doesn't ring when people call me. It just goes right to voicemail, so sorry about that.
No, not. I wish mine would do that and quit ringing, but then again, that might not be too good for business. So I really can't say that. I spoke to one of the renewals managers. From what they told me, I know at the present time, we're roughly, in our department, we're roughly 5 to 7 days back from the day of approval of the funding.
Okay.
The lady that's managing renewals told me that they are actually at minimum 10 days out from the day of approval of funding. I asked her about this specific one. She told me it should be going out to fund either Monday or Tuesday. She does not have a specific date yet. They normally don't know till like a day or two in advance.
Okay.
She said that she would let me know, though, but I wanted to get that information back to you. I know you had sent the email over to Trent on it.
Yeah, just because, like, we were, you know, it's not what I was quoted, so that's not what I quoted the customer.
Okay.
So,
who quoted you something different?
In the email I forwarded to Trent, I don't want to rat anyone out. I'm sure it was probably different, but
No, that's fine. No, I mean, I'm your account manager for you guys with Can Capital, so if you've got a question or something, I mean, please call me, email me, and let me know, and
cool.
I'll dig to it and find out for you.
Because I emailed just Elena and Trent, but I'll email you and Elena next time. It's just, I was working with Tawana Jeter, and, you know, he did let me know about the delay, but I think in the email he said 5 to 7 days. So, you know, with
depending
out
on
by
what,
now, you know.
No, understand. Depending on when the paperwork originally came through, it for them, again, with renewals, they're
different.
You know, a separate entity. I mean, obviously, we're in the same building. We're the same company.
Right.
But what their time frame is a little bit different from ours. It might have been, you know, 3 to 5 or 5 to 7 days when the documents were first sent in. But it's got to go from time of approval, not so much submission. So theirs might have actually increased a couple of days, where ours, on our end, with the partners themselves, have actually decreased a little bit.
Okay.
So that might be what that is. What I can tell you, though, I will keep track of this one for you.
Okay,
No, not a problem. Like I said, I'm your account manager. If you've got a problem, please let me know, because Trent forwarded the email over to me and said, hey, why aren't you on top of it? I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, I just emailed Elena, because I was just like, I've been trying to just deal with T on it, but I just, I've been concerned because it doesn't show up in the portal, and every other deal shows up as ready to fund, but the dates, how long it's been, you know?
Exactly. I noticed that, because that was the first thing I did, was pull up the portal. I go, well, it's got to be in there, and it's not.
Yeah.
According to Trent, on some of them, when it extends out past so many days, it might drop off the portal. Not sure why. I'm looking into that also.
Yeah.
But I went over, spoke to one of the managers in renewals, and they told me right now they're running at least 10 days out from the date of approval. So I asked her, I go, well, that's pretty much going to put it out of this week then, right? Or, you know, is there a possibility of Thursday or Friday? And she said, to give you a more realistic picture, again, to be completely up with you, she said most likely Monday or Tuesday. But what I will do is I will keep track of this, and I'll check with her again. What, it's already Wednesday. What I'll do is I'll check with her on Friday morning to see if maybe she has a better time frame on it. So as soon as I get an answer on that, I will definitely call you back and also email you to let you know what I found out on.
Okay, awesome. While I have you on the phone, can I ask you about another one?
Ask away.
So another one, I mean, I worked on McKnight's Landscape. It's BID number 155.
That is one of mine, yes. McKnight's, I believe, is going out, or it's on the report to go out, I believe, tomorrow. I'm not sure on that.
Because Elena told me today.
Yeah, okay, let me see here. Well, I know it was on a report to go out today, but then when we got the report this afternoon, it wasn't on there. Okay. Because what it is, when the report comes out, it's what they're calling a tentative report, because we have to go from, you know, basically the oldest one coming back in, and if there might have been one that was out there even by, you know, an hour, 2 hours older, they're going to do that one first. I mean, because we have to go from the time frame when they were approved, so that might be what it is, because I know it was scheduled to go out today, and when I saw the report, it wasn't on there, and I was trying to find out why. But let me see here real quick. They sent out another report a little while ago that let me see if I can find it real quick. Funds release. Let me see if it's what it has it down here on. Get this opened up. Let's see. Oh, I just saw it a little while ago. Let me scan down through this real quick.
Yeah, just because that one, I know we're paying off Winset, and it's like, I'm sure the customer can just get reimbursed, but like, so it, would it just be that?
Yeah, what'll happen is, like, when we ask for the payoff letter and we send out the third-party agreement, the TPA, and they sign it, it's going to be for that full amount, whatever it is. So if the merchant is still paying, like, a couple of days longer, when we pay it, obviously it's going to be over that amount. So then the merchant would definitely get reimbursed for whatever that amount is, that the other funding company will definitely cut them a check back or do a wire transfer or however they do it.
Okay.
But they will definitely get their funding back on that, whatever the overage is on it.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, because it was done, let's see, it was approved on 11/7 at 8:20. So that might be what it is, because it's a couple of days, or maybe even a couple of minutes off, is why it didn't go out, or why it's not set to go out today. It looks like it should be on the funding report for tomorrow. As soon as I get that report, I will definitely call you on that one also and let you know. Again, that's one of the ones that Elaine and I are personally working on. Obviously, it's not a renewal, so we're keeping track of that one. But as soon as I get the funding report for tomorrow morning, which we should be getting normally around 10:30 tomorrow morning, I will check to make sure that's on it, and I will call you and let you know on that one also.
Okay, yeah, because today, I mean, not counting holidays or weekends, today's day 7 for that one, so that's why I thought that one would go out today. And then when Elaine told me Wednesday, I told the customer Wednesday. So,
I understand. And again, what we're trying to get across to people, or not to people, wrong word to use here.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to like speak to Elaine and everything about, when we get these funding lists out, it's what they're calling a tentative agreement. I mean, it's on there, but again, if something happened to come up, you know, even an hour or 2 hours before, we obviously have to go to the oldest to the newest. I mean, basically, I don't want to say first come, first serve, but we're trying to work backwards, you know, from the oldest to the newest ones to get them out. Most likely, that's what happened. There probably was one in there. Again, it could have even been a couple of hours approved before McKnight's was, and that's why McKnight's not on it for today. But I did look at that one, and I was, you know, excited that that one was going out too, and then when we got the report this morning, it showed that it wasn't on there. But it is like 4 or 5 down on the next one, so that should be going out tomorrow. But again, what I will do is, when I get that report tomorrow morning, I will definitely call you and let you know.
Okay, because I don't know what to do if it's on the report for tomorrow. Like, I'm already going to have an angry customer I have to deal with right now. So I just...
Understand. If there was some way I could put that one on today, I definitely would.
Yeah.
But they've already got today, as of right now, everything's already set to go out. But again, what I will do is, I will definitely, as soon as I get that report tomorrow morning, I will pull McKnight's up, make sure it's on there. I will call you and let you know.
Okay, what if it's not on for tomorrow? It's too late to do anything about tomorrow, right?
If it's not on tomorrow for some reason, I will walk over, speak to Trent and somebody else, and make sure that it gets on there for you. I will do my best on getting it on there for you, let me put it that way.
Okay. All right, thank you, Robbie.
All right, you're very welcome.
All right, thanks so much. Bye.
All right, bye.